So this sugya is a good springboard. First, we're going to work in it from this sugya, and then we'll see there's a lot of interesting nosi kelim in the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll see some other sugyas relating to Hidur Mitzvah. The Gemara quotes a statement of Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Huna. Mitzvah at Shlish. The statement contains three words. The Mitzvah at Shlish. When it comes to Mitzvah, then the shear, the amount, is up to a third, shlish. Says the Gemara, my shlish. What does it mean when we say mitzvah at shlish? Ilema shlish beiso, that a person is mechuyev to spend a third of everything he owns, of his assets. So Rashi explains, meaning, shechayv adam levaz beis b'mitzvah slulav. O tzitzis, o sefer Torah, shlish mashiyesh lo. Rashi gives you several examples of mitzvahs, chefts of a mitzvah, the lulav, tzitzis, sefer Torah. The person's obligation is to pay a third of his assets to fulfill this mitzvah. Rashi says sefer Torah, he means what mitzvah? Ksiva sefer Torah mistama, right? So that this is obviously an interesting indication about Shitas Rashi. We would have thought that the mitzvah is dafka ksiva. Right, to write a Sefer Torah, commission it to be written to a shliach. But here you've seen Rashi, and this is a famous machlokes Rishonim, Sugyas and Menachis. Is there a kiyum mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah through purchasing the Sefer Torah? From Rashi's mashma that there is. Rashi's told the mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah. And the question is, your obligation, if it's going to mean a third of your assets, so yes, mechuyev to spend a third of your assets for, right, for the mitzvah of Sefer Torah, Ksiva Sefer Torah, to fulfill the mitzvah of Talis, of Tzitzis, to fulfill the mitzvah of Lulav, Dalad Ninu. Frag the Gemara, but that can't be. Why? El Me'ata, Yisrami Le'tlasa Mitzvasa, Le'siv Le'kule Be'sa. The Gemara cannot accept that pshat, because then it would mean if a person has an occasion to fulfill three mitzvahs that come their way, so you're going to have to deplete all your assets. The cheshbon is not exactly precise. We'll see in Tosfos l'maisa, because once you do one, then it's not going to mean a third of what was before. It's a third of what's left. Okay, but either even that, Tosfos says the Gemara feels that would not be required. So the way the Gemara presents it is l'maisa, you'll be totally stripped of everything. And that the Gemara cannot accept, and we'll have to see exactly why not. This becomes a whole other mitzvah and the sugya. How much is a person mechuyev to pay for mitzvahs? That we're going to focus on today, Mitzvah Shem. That's the Gemara's kash. That if you have three mitzvahs, that's it. You're going to not have anything left for yourself, and that cannot be. So because of this kasha, we'll see the whole Gemara. Ella Amar Rav Zeira. Amaisa Rav Zeira was the Bala Memra. So what does it mean? Elo Amar Rav Zeira. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Huna. Now it says, the Gemara means, Elo, that this is what we have to say, that Rav Zeira said. Is that what it means? Elo, that Gemara is speaking? I don't know, I'm not sure. Elo Amar Rav Zeira, Behida Mitzvah at Shlish B'Mitzvah. So what we're saying is as follows. Not talking about the chiyuv of how much you spend for mitzvahs. We're talking about the shear, how much you spend for Hidur Mitzvah, and that shear is a function not of your assets in total, but of what you're spending, of the value of the mitzvah. Beyond what you spend for the mitzvah, there's a requirement of an additional shlish for there to be Hidur Mitzvah. In other words, how far do you go for it to go beyond regular fulfillment to the point of Hidur? Be Hidur Mitzvah ad shlish be mitzvah. Explains Rashi. Shemotze bei sifrei toros liknos, the echad hadur mechavero. So again, Rashi is talking about the mitzvah ksiva sifrei Torah through acquisition, and Rashi is setting up a case that you have two sifrei Torah that you could purchase. One being one muhudah. Rashi doesn't explain here what the hidur is. But pashtas, you would say the hidur of a sifrei Torah is the ksiva. If it's a nice iksav, it's more muhudah. We'll see though in maybe a further indication in Rashi that maybe even in terms of how big it is. But meanwhile, Rashi says, one Sefer Torah is more mehuder, and you're now at the point of purchasing it. Yosef shlish hadamim, So you add a third. Again, we're going to soon talk about the exact nature, what that means percentage-wise. You add a third damim in order to purchase the more mehudar. That's the pshat of this statement. And Rashi now brings us the background for this notion of hida mitzvah, the sanya. Ze keli v'anvehu. There's a braisa Gemara quotes in Shabbos from the pasuk ze keli v'anvehu, which we say means hisnoi l'fun of the mitzvahs. That you should beautify yourself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu with mitzvahs. That means that you should do mitzvahs in a manner of hidur. Example is given, as quoted by Rashi, Asei lecha sefer Torah noe. That means the hidur in terms of mitzvah of siva sefer Torah. It should be sefer Torah noe. Lulav noe. Here already it's not clear what could it mean. We'll get to the sugi eventually of lulav tzarech eged. We'll see in the sugi in Yud Aleph in Sukkah, that there's a question about, well, whether Lulav needs that the four minim should be bound together. Rabbi Yehuda requires it based on a drasha, that he requires then in order to be Yotze. Without it, you're not Yotze b'di'evet. If you're not Ma'age, the three of the four, the Esek, of course, is not part of the Eged, but the Adasim, Arabis, and the Lulav. The Chacham disagree. They hold b'di'evet, of course, it's fine. You don't have a Yafusa that you need it to be Baguda Achas, but nevertheless, Mitzvah la'ogdo. Mitzvah la'ogdo, Mishum Zek Helivan Veyu. So the Lulav Noe, the pashtus could go on that halacha, or you could start saying, "No, what? It's the aesthetics itself, you know." Like it says by Esrog Hadar, that's also maybe the inyan of hidur to see the relation between the hadar of Esrog and the larger notion of hidur mitzvah. But just the fact that it looks nice is that there's a level of hidur in terms of how it's perceived. Not clear. I have to know how to tie the rule of Noah. Does it refer to that halacha of Eged, or does it just mean, you know, just in terms of how you perceive it when you look at it? But that's part of Hidur Mitzvah of Lulav Noe. Rashi continues, Talis Noe Tzitzis Noe. Here already it's interesting. Rashi says it's separate. In the Braisa, it's not like that. The Braisa doesn't say separate. Talis Noe Tzitzis Noe. If it says Talis Noe, so that could mean the Tzitzis, which is the Mitzvah. The fact that Rashi separates it would imply that there's a separate kiyum of Hidur Mitzvah, separate from the Tzitzis itself of the Talis, of the Beged. But the Beged itself, that you put the Tzitzis on, that beged being nice is a kiyum of the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is interesting in its own way. The chayra, the chefts of the mitzvah, you might say, is not the talis. The chefts is the tzitzis on the talis. Rashi separates talis not tzitzis not. That's an interesting diuk to keep in mind for at some point. Okay, so the Gemara is saying it's not the pshat that shlish b'mitzvah means for the mitzvah itself. That cannot be, because then it means you're going to be left with nothing. What the shiur is, the Gemara doesn't say. We'll have to see that more carefully in Tosis and the Nosi Kelim, the Shulchan Aruch and all. But the Gemara cannot imagine that you should have to give shlish of your assets. What? How much should you have to give? That's not clear. But rather, the inyan is hida mitzvah shlish b'mitzvah. Now, this too, we're going to see machlokas Tosis and Rashi. But right now, we read Rashi. What did Rashi say? Motze beisif v'torah liknos. So there's a diuk, and we'll get to all this more inside, but just to maybe note it now, Rashi is saying that right now we're talking at the point that you're about to purchase. You have two Sefer Torah, you have two sets of Dalet Minim, one costs X, one costs up to a shlish more. So then the halacha would dictate, hida mitzvah ad shlish, that you go for the purchase of the more mehudar. Let's say you already bought your set, the Dalet Minim. You already bought your talis. You bought your Sefer Torah. And then another one becomes available. Someone tells you, guess what? There's another Sefer Torah on sale. And this is what it costs. And it happens to be within the window of Shlish. Would you be required now to... And let's say you could sell what you have. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to be able to buy twice. So you can exchange it and then add the difference. Would that also go into this halach of hida mitzvah shlish? So it's actually a machlokas whether that would also go into the halacha. And again, we'll have to see all this inside. But the Beis Yosef is medayik from Rashi. The lashon of Rashi, after all, is what? That in motzei Beis Sifrei Torah liknos and so on. Right. In other words, right now we're holding. You're about to buy. Says the Beis Yosef, if you already bought, then you're not mechayiv to exchange. Now, what's the pshat? What should that be? So the way some say it, we see in the way it's brought down, it would be no parrots here, because Engel have a self, like, you know, so and then you're going to end up without, constantly, there's always going to be more possibilities. Something can always be better. So you bought it, and then something else comes up. I mean, like, where are you going to draw the line? But maybe we can add something also in terms of maybe opening the inyan of Hida Mitzvah up for ourselves to try to understand why this could be true. Again, if we hold like the Beis Yosef's Diyuk in Rashi, that the din that the Gemara is teaching us here, that you mechuyev only at the beginning, at the outset, to pay up to a shlish more to buy the mehuder, so that's when it applies. Let's think about another basic question, just in reading the Pasha Pshat of the Gemara. Before, we talked about shlish beso, you have to pay, you know, maybe a third of what you have. Now we're saying hidur at shlish be mitzvah. So we're not talking about an objective shir. When it comes to before, how much do you pay for a mitzvah? So unless it can be, you have to pay a third. Okay, so maybe it's going to be a tenth, maybe it'd be a fifth. But at least we can talk about a certain value in terms of what your composite, your assets. Here, we're talking about Hida Mitzvah. So now, the inyan of Hida Mitzvah, right? So let's talk about how much you mechuyev to pay from your assets for Hida Mitzvah. No, that's not what we're dealing with anymore. We're talking about how much you have to pay from what you're paying for the Mitzvah. Why suddenly are we dealing it relative to the Mitzvah? In other words, it's going to suddenly be totally different when it comes to one Mitzvah or another. If you say Hida Mitzvah demands X, a certain amount. So suddenly, if you're paying for the Sefer Torah this amount, then it's going to be a formula relative to that amount. So you have what figure? So you pay this many dollars for Hida Mitzvah Sefer Torah. You know, what if it's a different situation with the Sefer Torah that you have, that you want to buy is different amount? Then it's going to be shlish of that. Why is it suddenly depend on what you're paying for the mitzvah? We should say you should spend X amount of your assets or whatever, fixed sum if you want. But why is the formula of Hida Mitzvah depending on what you're paying for the mitzvah? Where does that come from? What does that indicate about the nature of Hida Mitzvah? Let's say Hida Mitzvah is a mitzvah of Zekei Levan Veyu. So why does Zekei Levan Veyu demand sometimes this amount and sometimes that amount, and the amount is a function of the mitzvah? So this is a famous chakira that we can begin to think about Hida Mitzvah, and it can be very relevant over here. Is this Kelevan Ve, is that Kelevan Ve, Hida Mitzvah, is this like a new mitzvah, new parsha called Hida Mitzvah? So how much does that Kelevan Ve demand of you? So then I could hear my kasha very strongly. It should demand a tenth of your assets or a certain fixed amount. What is Zekei Van, what is, to fulfill Zekei Van Veil, how much do you have to pay? So why should it be totally in the mitzvah? But maybe not. Maybe Zekei Van Veil, Hida Mitzvah, is not a new mitzvah of Zekei Van Veil. Zekei Van Veil is specifically an aspect of the mitzvah. In other words, it's the Torah is telling us to do mitzvos in a manner of hidur. So Zekei Van Veil is really, you might say, an aspect, a detail of every mitzvah in its own way. Every mitzvah, when you do it, so there's a higher standard that you can reach for to fulfill it mehudurdik, with the manner of hidur. That's the taich of the inyan of hidur mitzvah, to fulfill it in a manner of hidur. So therefore, the notion of shlish mitzvah is not a foreign idea. It's not how much do you spend for Hida Mitzvah. The pshat is that when you, the mitzvah is whatever it is, and then if you, how much in mechuyev to go to do the mitzvah in a manner which is more mehudah. So that would mean how much more do you spend, you're spending whatever it is for the mitzvah. Every mitzvah in every situation is what it is. So now, to create that higher standard within that fulfillment of the mitzvah would be a function of the how much you're spending for the mitzvah. So we understand very well why it's a function of shlish b'mitzvah. And if that's true, maybe we can understand why Beis Yosef would hold in Rashi that this halacha was only said when, not after the fact. You already bought your mitzvah ready. So then there was no halacha that was said. You have to, you know, you could argue also, but if you're going to say the diuk is correct in Rashi, that it's only halacha in the beginning. So the pshat is, because in as much as we said that hidden mitzvah is not this new Indian called hidden mitzvah, zekeli v'adveil, it's a way of fulfilling mitzvahs in a manner of hidden. So when was this halacha said that you have to spend up to shlish b'mitzvah to do the mitzvah mehudradik? When you're at the point that you're about to get get the article for the mitzvah, to purchase the chetzah shel mitzvah. So then go the extra mile, spend up to a shlish to do more. That's when the halacha was said. That to be matriach yourself, how far do you go to the tircha to do the mitzvah mehudradik? So that's said when you're originally about to buy, but after you have the mitzvah, then the din was not said. If you argue, let's say the Gra argues on the Beis Yosef and Husum's is even afterwards, okay, so you could argue that even after they have the Chetzah Mitzvah, the din of Hida Mitzvah requires you to try to switch it, to swap it in order to do better. But at least we understand why it could be limited possibly to the time of the beginning, because again, it's just a way of saying, do the mitzvah in a manner of Hida. Were it to be this idea of just fulfilling Zakei Vanveil, Mehecha Teisit has to do at the beginning, as opposed to later, and why Dafka should have to do with the function of the percentage of the mitzvah itself, or what you think the mitzvah itself. Okay, this is the ultimate pshat. This is the pshat the Gemara ends up setting up in what the statement was saying. The mitzvah shlish is he the mitzvah shlish, shlish b'mitzvah. But here the Gemara now has to clarify, when we say shlish, what does that mean? It can mean one of two things. Boy Ravashi, shlish mil gav or shlish mil var, teku. So what's the shayla of the Gemara? Milgav means from within. Milvar means from outside, right? So Rashi explains. Shlish milgav, kigon, imakata nimkar b'shisha. So now, shlish milgav would mean take the price of what the small one is, which is six. Yosef shnei dinarin. Shnei dinarin. In other words, a third of six, which we would call what? 33%, right? The hainu shlish milgav, shlish ebetoch adamim, v'yikach es ahadur. So shlish milgav means that you have to add 33% of the price that you would pay for the last mehudar. Or, o shlish milvar means like this, that hadamim yachal kishnayim, you divide the amount of money for the last mehudar into two parts, v'yosef chek shlishi mishalo, and then you add another part, which would be on top of the two, the hainu makot nimkar b'shisha, yosef shlisha, shosha dinar, v'ikach esagado b'tisha. So we would call that what percentage? 50%. So shlish means up to 50%.